So the question that was asked was, how can we drink and our wives will still respect us afterwards? So the truth is, the truth is that okay.
Full olive later.
Do it now. Don't do it then. No, the truth is that it's possible. It's possible. What?
I heard they give you white shalach manos in the morning.
Oh, they go on. Yes, I think I feel more comfortable. So the truth is that, here. The truth is that it's possible, but not in all situations. Meaning, each person has to know their situation. And if your wife has a trauma, she's traumatized from seeing people drunk or something like that, then I don't know if my itzes will help out.
Send them to therapy.
But I think what we need to start to think about is as follows, and then the itzes that I have will play out, but it will take a lot of preparation and maturity. And maturity, that's for sure. The idea is to drink as mature people.
Drink responsibly.
Responsibly. No, that's part of marriage. Marriage is about responsibility. Responsibility of one for another. And it's also about respecting one another, right? Marriage is about respecting one another and responsibility. Now, what happens when someone drinks? Let's try to picture what's going on over here. We know that Chazal tell us, the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Yayin in Samach Levav Enish. Yayin brings happiness. Simcha brings happiness, makes happy. Wine has the ability to make you happy. We also find that on Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. How do you do it? Through Yayin. Yayin. We find the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Yayin was created for two purposes. It was created for Nicham Avelim and for Rishayim. Nicham Avelim for the Avel to drink wine and for Rishayim to get Gehenim. So those are two, that's what Yayin was created for. But what's the common point between all this? When a person is stuck, a person feels that he's stuck, he can't move, he's not moving, he's the boundaries, he's locked within barriers. So it takes away from a person's happiness. Happy is when I could do more than what I imagine I could do. It's exciting to be able to reach. Tonight we had a seum. Getting to the end of the Masechta is an accomplishment. I got somewhere further than where I was before. I was in the beginning of Masechta, I got to the end of Masechta. That's a happiness, that's excitement. I got somewhere past where I was. That's excitement. When you go higher, you go further, that's excitement. I get a new job. I got a job. I'm excited about it. Why? Because I'm able now to move on in life to a new step. Marriage is exciting. Simcha, why is marriage exciting? Because I can now go further. I'm able to go further. When we have children, it's another step in our life. It's a step that our lives are not ending. It's continuing with our children. That's the excitement of that. That's what true happiness is. Avil is stuck. Things just crushed and caved in. He lost Rachman Latzon, a karov. It feels like life's ending. Where's it going? It's not the same that it was before. So somehow wine is going to help him get out of that rut. Rishayim will use it in their way of going past boundaries. So what is Yayin? So again, feeling stuck, is stuck in my boundaries. So what happens when I drink wine? With each cup of wine, it's one less barrier. Each barrier is falling down now, right? I'm starting to feel less stuck. I start to say things that I would never say, and I start to do things that I would never do, right? And with each cup I drink, the higher I feel, and the happier I feel, but the happiness is coming from the fact that I'm not mitzumtum, not locked into anything. I'm freer. I could tell you something which I would never tell you. I'm going to tell you now, and you'll start ranking people out, right? Or you'll start praising people. I hope you'll say the right things to your wife, and the wrong things to other wives. But no, seriously, these are things that you have to be careful about. But what's happening is, unfortunately, I had many Purim suddas in my house. What's happening is that's what wine is doing to us. Wine is bringing us happiness, but happiness is pshat is that I feel like I'm not stuck in that. Okay. So now, the question is, so how do we do it in a way that will be respected as opposed to not respected? So one etzah I feel is, besides the practical part of it, the crowd that you're with is a tremendous hashpa. The crowd that you're having the party with. But there's also the preparation, which begins now. If someone will prepare themselves from now with learning a half an hour a day or more in Yoni Purim, but not just to cover the Masechta to get to a seam, but to learn Machshava Purim. A Machshava, take any sefer that you can relate to with the Machshava Purim, the Torahs of Purim. Well, it'll be whatever one. One person will pick Likutei Maran, one person will pick the most Litvisha Sefer, whatever Sefer, David Cohen Sefer, whichever Sefer speaks to you, English, Hebrew, Yiddish, again, whichever one is best. You work on it, you work on the Torahs of it, then your Machshava, that's what your Machshava will be ligging in. So when I start to drink, what I will speak forth is going to be thoughts about the day of Purim. Are we agree to that? I think so. If that's what our thoughts are in. So the more tired that we make ourselves, on a firm level, just on a practical level. Now, number one. Number two, I personally feel that those that start to drink before the Seudah and are already high before the Seuda have much less of a chance to control what they want to say and what they want and what they do, because running around is already not settled. So I'm not saying not to have a l'chaim, but have a l'chaim. But as soon as you feel atkan, stop the l'chaim. Wait until you get to your Seuda. When you're at the Seuda with the right crowd and you prepared yourself beforehand, then I think together, one another, doesn't mean that you're just going to be talking and learning, but it means the discussions will be around the feeling of Purim, will come out of Purim Dik. So that's the basic hachana that we need, right? That's what Chazal tells, Nichnas Yayin Yoytze Soid. Each person, the secrets that he has. There are secrets that a person has that he doesn't want to say. let's see what else. We saw today, we were looking at the Yam Shel Shleima. The Yam Shel Shleima says that on Yontif there's a mitzvah to drink wine, right? But we also know there's halacha that one's not supposed to daven mincha when they're shasui, when they drink wine, till it wears off. But he says nira that on Yontif a person can daven mincha, right? First daven mincha. If you take a look at the Yam Shel Shleima, what he's saying over there is he's saying there be yisoid, saying that the one that drank the wine for the feeling of simchas Yontif, which means, what does it mean to be happy? Drink wine. It's that I feel all of a sudden you start to loosen up. Loosening up. You're loosening up. That's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. Can't do it every day, but on Yontif, you loosen up with the right atmosphere of Yontif. It's within the Gedarim Yontif. So of course then if you'll daven even in this loose atmosphere of feeling, The davening will be the right davening. The Maral explains that the Ovel, that the situation of Avelis is the feeling of stuck. Life doesn't move on. Things are stopping. Things are the stopping in life. They're actually they're in an unhealthy state. With a cup of wine, it could ease things up. It will ease that feeling of boundaries and will get them back to the norm, to be healthy. But people who use this just for the kicks of it, or just to be trashed, or to be, what are the other lishaynas? To be wasted. So then, that's the Rishayim. Now I want to just mention another point over here also. It's very important that we have boundaries in this world. We all need boundaries. We all need barriers. And we need to create boundaries for ourselves. Each person has to know his self and his nesiyonos. But he has to create for himself boundaries and barriers. Very, very important. To break them all the time, you're gonna end up paying for it. This world and the next world. You're gonna get into trouble. That's if you just break your barriers. But Olam Haba is without boundaries. Olam Haba is B'li Mitzarim. There's no boundaries over there. You're Nehenem, Yiziv HaShechin all the way through. But over here we need to have boundaries. However, there are specific times when we could loosen up those boundaries. And one of those times is, like we're saying over here, the Avu Rachman son, he needs to loosen up the boundary to just get back to being healthy. But then there's a step further. A healthy person also sometimes needs to loosen himself up. But again, with a cheshbon. So I think if we take we use our responsibility, we drink with maturity, that we're not just out to swish the wine and see which way it tastes better or how it smells and all that, but we use it as a way of again, to prepare ourselves and not to regret what we did. So then it will come out, in more of a positive way. So the bottom line is that we have to start making our chanas of Inyanei Purim, pick the safer that we could that will become part of the story of Megillas Esther, become part of the day of Purim. That's what will be on our minds on the day of Purim. Pick the right crowds to be with, and I think it's a mother. Try to focus the drinking at the Seudah, not beforehand, because that gets women very nervous. Mashiach, they worked hard making the Seudah. It's bad enough that Lamaise, their food doesn't usually get eaten, but that it doesn't make it to the Seudah. And I'm talking from self-experience. My first year, I did not make it to my Seudah. So I'm still stuck since then because of that. But myself, I did not make it to my Seudah. So at least give her the feeling that I'm working with you and respect her feelings. When she tells you how she can't stand seeing men drunk, you tell her, I respect it. But at the Seudah, if you respect her feelings and you work with her, but at the Seudah, that's part of the Seudah's Purim. That's part of the Seudah's Purim. That we drink, we get a little high, and then we say certain things that we say. But keep in mind, saying afterwards, sorry, I was drunk, is not going to work. That's not going to work. You can't go into it with attitude that afterwards I'll say, I'm sorry. It's gonna be a lot harder to clean it up. Okay, let's think about that, and then maybe tomorrow we'll continue to discuss it. Okay. Did I make it too difficult?
No, good. Yeah.
I'll tell you like this: there's a famous there's a Yiddish saying, "Ashik is a goy and a goy is a shiker." A drunkard and a drunkard is a goy. I mean, a goy and a drunkard is the same. You speak to people that lived in different neighborhoods, could be still. You walk down the streets, they're lying in the streets. A drunkard is a drunkard. And a goy is a drunkard is a goy. Teretz is, it's true, a drunkard is a goy. A goy is a drunkard. Because they don't have anything to do with it. What do they, so they get drunk, and then what do? They just lie in the street and lie with other people, and they end up, that's what they do. Right? I'm sure you know better than I do what they do. So that's a goy. We have to chaz that over. We're not a goy and we're not a drunkard. We're a yid who drinks. And when we drink, we're still a yid. And I think if we chaz that over, then when we drink, we will be a yid and a yid could drink. There's nothing wrong with drinking. I'm not against drinking. No one, I don't think anyone is against drinking. But drinking with a maturity. It goes for Friday night also. Drinking, you know, when you feel it's already atkan, you stop. There's no reason why the women have to go to bed crying afterwards. Okay? Good.
Yeah. Okay.